Good morning, this is Clem and Lavinia with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an Aboriginal-led education organisation that helped lift school attendance in regional Queensland is set to take its model to a national stage next month. The Stronger Smarter Institute will host its Stronger Smarter Together Summit in Brisbane next month, bringing together educators, policymakers, and community leaders to examine how relationships and expectations shape outcomes across the country. The Institute's approach was first developed more than 2 decades ago at Cherbourg State School, where attendance rose from 62% to 94% under its founding principal. Since then, the model has grown into a wider national movement focused on leadership, opportunity, and what founder Chris Sara describes as, quote, relational sovereignty. The summit comes in the midst of ongoing national debate about identity, belonging, and the country's future direction. Meanwhile, southeast Queenslanders are being warned to brace for wet weather, which is expected to continue until the end of the week. Parts of Queensland saw a showery weekend, with the Gold Coast recording the heaviest falls, soaked by up to 100 millimetres of rain in just 48 hours. Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast also experienced rainfall, with the region's hinterland recording up to 40 millimetres. According to senior forecaster Jonathan Howe, an unusually persistent high-pressure system is hovering over the Tasman Sea, and, quote, coastal areas in the southeast will see plenty of showers and storms in the next few days.
In national news, amid soaring fuel costs, tourism operators on the Great Barrier Reef are calling for COVID-era support as tropical island resorts and large passenger boats powered by millions of litres of diesel each year are being pushed to the brink. Some operators have already had to start introducing passenger fuel surcharges, scaling back trips and cutting staff hours in order to balance the books. The reef injects about $9 billion a year into the Australian economy, employing 77,000 people, according to federal government figures. However, Australian regional tourism CEO Lauren Douglas said the industry was in crisis, and bookings from May onwards were almost non-existent. Quote, demand is weakening in regions more than 2 hours from capital cities, with bookings down by up to 40% in some areas. Meanwhile, with the influx of properties being turned into short-stay accommodation, Tasmania's Hobart City Council will increase the application fee to convert these estates from $435 to $5,000. The fee increase was introduced as part of the Council's annual review of fees and charges, with most of those listed increasing by 3.5%. Quote, I don't think we're actually singling out something in a negative way, Acting Lord Mayor Zelinda Sherlock, who voted in favour of the increase, said during council debate. We are actually focusing on something that is causing great detriment to our city. The council has long opposed the increase in short-stay accommodation across the city, which it has argued has contributed to a shortage of available and affordable housing. The new fees and charges will come into effect on July 1st.
In international news, King Charles and Queen Camilla have gone ahead with their planned visit to the United States, arriving on Monday despite the recent shooting at the White House Correspondents' Association dinner. The US trip is the first by a reigning British monarch in almost 20 years, since Queen Elizabeth II accepted an invitation from President George W. Bush in 2007. While Trump is an unabashed fan of the British royal family, who regularly describes Charles as, quote, a great man, he has had differences with the British government of Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Starmer is hoping the visit will shore up the future of the two allies' special relationship, which is at its lowest point since the Suez Crisis in 1956. The long-planned visit has become enmeshed in a political spat between the two countries over the US-Israeli war on Iran, which led Trump to voice displeasure with the British government for failing to support the offensive.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with an expected chance of showers later. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 24, and the UV index is predicted to only reach 5, which is in the moderate band. Autumn has finally arrived, guys. Get your sweaters out. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.